It's time for The Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady on WPCA Radio, made possible by the good folks at Baker Orchards at Centuria. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Oh, what a reprieve it's been this week from that hot heat and humidity.
You didn't like that?
Had some much-needed rain.
You didn't like that heat?
I make the most of it.
Well, sure.
I can pull weeds despite the temperature, but you just take more frequent breaks.
Exactly.
So, yes. So Tuesday, August 1st was the full moon. I think we're having like a super moon or something going on. My guest can probably tell us more about that. And this month also super exciting. We have two full moons. So Tuesday was the first full moon on the 1st and then the 30th, which Anthony's birthday, this is the second time he's had a blue moon on his birthday, so we have to do something special. A reminder that Lisa from Silver Creek Herbals, her plant, wild plant ID walk is August 13th, which I think is a Sunday, and that is at Silver Creek Springs, and you can get information at silvercreekSprings.com. So not at the herb shop in Turtle Lake, but at her place in Clayton. And it's like a slow 1 mile walk, and you'll get to learn lots of things, and you'll also can get a discount at your next purchase at Silver Creek Herbals if you attend. So that's kind of a little bonus. Music on the River coming up August 18th. Is it Chris Crozet? Is that?
Yep.
Okay. I looked up online, but then it wasn't like an actual Amory website, so I don't trust the internet.
Yeah, his is the last Music on the River.
Okay, that'll
He's
be fun.
He's the capper.
So come say hi. I will be there set up. I always come early, so for the first band too, and look for my little pop-up and come say hello and let me know if you want to find ways to support or volunteer at WPCA. I actually met some really great folks last month and it was super fun. Got some phone numbers. So Baker Orchard will be opening Labor Day weekend and then their art fair. Mark your calendars, always the fourth weekend of September. And I did set up after I heard that rumor that I was going to be in the flower house of fun last month or at the Polk County Fair. I had heard that rumor, so I set up and got connected with the right folks, and I did volunteer out in the flower house at the Polk County Fair, and it was so much fun.
Wow.
And I got to meet new people and meet some people I know and ran into some women who were when I had spoke at the women's club and had some good feedback, so that was really fun. And speaking of that, my guest in September is Bonnie Fichtenberg, who is a plant judge, and she's judged at the Minnesota State Fair and some national events. So I always seem to fail to get my entries in, but it was fun being in the plant house, seeing who got ribbons, and when Bonnie is on in September, she can teach us more about how they judge, and we can all learn together on that. Well, without further ado, so we don't run out of time right off the bat, my guest today is Evren Ryu from Cosmic Energy and Spiritual Wellness, and she has space both here in Amory, and I guess you could say her energy has been growing and her abundance because she's also now in Glenwood City as well. So Evren, good morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you. Great rising.
Great rising. Yeah, do you have anything to say about that full moon on Tuesday?
That full moon really capped off our first harvest for bringing in all of our blessings. We've been working really hard towards this year.
Well, and appropriate timing with, I think you mean harvesting our intentions, and also we're at the time of the year. Because Lag Nisad too, right, is
yes.
happening right now. So that's like when I speak about Beltane, this is kind of the later season post summer solstice celebration where we're between the summer solstice and the autumnal equinox. I can't believe that I almost I didn't even have that in my notes today. But yeah, so celebrating, is it Lag Nisad? It's
yes.
a weird spelling. I don't know how to say it. So.
Lag Nisad or Lamas.
Oh yes, Lamas. We'll stick with that.
Not llamas.
No, not llamas, folks. So, do you want to talk more about that timing, those celebrations and the moons?
Yes, I would love to. That is something I specialize in, is working with the lunar phases physically farms are harvesting their first crops, and metaphysically we're harvesting our goals that we started springtime. So it's a really beautiful season. August also brings in a blue moon, so that second full moon is amplifying a lot of generational intentions.
Oh, interesting. So within families and that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so much. Okay. I don't even know where to go with this. So tell us more about your background. So the name of your business is Cosmic Energy and Spiritual Wellness, and you are a shamanic healer or a shaman. How do we want to word that? And then tell us what your educational background, because it's quite impressive, folks. So,
thank you. Yes, I am a shamanic practitioner. I have a bit of a twist to the shamanic practice. I work with the quantum realm. So I have my bachelor degree in quantum physics. I obtained that in California, and I love seeing the unseen and working with the energy that we most definitely feel. We can feel when a full moon is rising up, whether it's in our own bodies or seeing the people around us get a bit more rowdy.
Loony, lunar, we have names for these things, right?
Exactly. And the astral part. So I am not only working with the herbs and plants, I'm also working with the planetary alignments. Planets moving around and shifting. You can see it in the animals, even the plants, how they might start growing a bit courageously.
Interesting. I love it. Because it's all energy.
Most definitely. Yeah. And I like specializing in energy that we cannot see, but science is really trying to show it off and see through the smaller aspects.
Well, and I know the first time that I worked with you, so I am actually, I do work with Evren and have now for, oh my goodness, it's probably been since what, April or something?
Most definitely.
So we're going to be on a full half of your season here real soon. So I immediately physically could feel the energy work and witness the shifts within my life and within myself. And I mean, it's really amazing.
Thank you. Yes, I honestly began this path for my own growth, and I noticed a huge change within myself. And then I shifted and saw the change that happened with my family and children and neighborhood.
Because they say, right, what changes for one changes for all, or anytime you make a positive shift, that ripples out into the people that are around you.
Exactly. And that also connects with this past full moon on August 1st. It was in Aquarius, and Aquarius is all about community and connections.
And change, right? Revolution. And yes, with Uranus as the guiding planet there.
Most definitely. Huge rebellious change.
But for the collective.
Correct.
Aquarius is usually always for the collective good. Which I happen to be one, so, you know.
Naturally. It comes to you very naturally.
And I've been grateful for the community that I've built with Plant Rant and... So it's fun. I guess I always think we need these big things to have an impact, but it can be something as simple as having a show where people can listen and learn and build our community. And that's all about what WPC is all about too, is that community building. So yeah, so full moon in Aquarius. And is that next full moon?
Will be in Pisces.
Okay.
Yes, and this actually, today, the moon is in Pisces, so checking out if you have placements in Pisces, following those constellations, it can really assist your emotions.
And you do astrology work with people as well, correct, if they want
correct.
To? I mean, some people might not know about their birth chart. So your birth chart's basically when and where you were born, what time, and the exact placement where you were on the planet when you were.
Exactly.
Right? And that's how, and where the planets were, and then that can affect.
Yes, when you are born, planets are positioned in a certain way. A lot of people are most common to hear about their sun sign. You have so many other different placements that can shift how you interact with people. And it also goes to show if you are born in the same community, you will carry a lot of similar traits.
Oh, interesting. So yes. Back to kind of that collective again in a way, right?
Correct. It's very interesting to see how a community can go to other communities and connect in a different way and bring a bit of their space to other lands.
Interesting. Oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about. So you do astrology work, and then you work a lot with the chakras or chakra.
Correct.
There's been controversy in the pronunciation of that lately, I think. But so do you want to explain to people? I know there's lots of them, but just kind of the base seven chakras that...
Yes, the base seven chakras, those are associated with your physical body. So you start with your root chakra. That's in the title, your roots, physically, metaphysically. Where are you grounded to? Who are your parents? What did they offer you? Your sacral chakra, that grows once you are out of the womb. That is who created you and what are you here to create? And then we have our solar plexus, and that's connecting us to the community, other people, friendships, even enemies, just how you relate with other people.
And it's kind of your shine, right? That's kind of your glow and your energy.
People are attracted.
What you put out to.
Correct. That's where people almost can plug in to you, or you can plug into other people. That's where you get that first impression. Then we have your heart chakra. That one is a bit trickier to just say in a few words, but it's how you receive, release, and translate energy. That's almost your adapter. And we have our throat chakra. That is how we express ourselves. You think about speaking and communicating with others. Now you just shift it into how you communicate through writing, art, anything that helps that communication vibrate to the next level. So
and
others.
Authenticity, correct?
Is that yes. accurate? Okay. This is the most unique chakra. And you have your third eye chakra. That's your intuition, your subconscious, your thoughts.
Well, that was kind of brought me when you were saying earlier about like kind of knowing things that you can't see. And I always think of that third eye, like I see and know that which is not seen or known. It's when you get that, well, and even though it's our third eye, but you think gut feeling or that intuitive ping.
Exactly. Now you're associating how the chakras work with each other as gears. So your third eye chakra can be activated and it gives that solar plexus that ping.
Interesting.
Right. And then we wind up at our crown chakra. So the top of your head. And that's really about understanding everything else. How does it relate to you? And how does it relate to your morals, your values?
So that connection to this, to the spirituality or to the divine, the divinity.
Exactly. And my main focus as an astral shaman is connecting the planets with your chakras and those quantum healings for how you operate in the world.
Well, and I love that because it's so personal. It's so specific because everyone's chart looks different and our experiences, like you talked about that root chakra and who your parents were. And so we all, even within families, like my sister's experience with my parents was quite different from my experience with my parents at different key stages
exactly.
in our lives. So, but you work with people very individually and very specifically versus sometimes when you go, say, to a regular medical doctor, you're kind of all like cattle. They just see this physical body and it's the same. You have a heart, you have a muscle, I feel like you don't get that individual
attention.
Yes.
That's very true. I believe I don't have any sessions that are even remotely similar. The only thing that is similar when you hire me is the cleansing because we like to hold on to a lot of energy that we've already transmuted. We already shifted, but when we shift good things, we like to hold on to it because it was a good moment and we need to release that. So that would probably be the only session that is most relatable is cleansing. But after that, it's
so
unique.
But even that, some people hold on to things in different places in their body too. So even that would be unique to depending upon.
Most definitely.
Where you've been holding on to things.
Probably the most consistent thing that I would say for my sessions is I like using plants and animal objects like fur or teeth, energy of that sort. I like keeping that energy similar to helping remove or release or rejuvenate people's chakras.
And is it appropriate to refer to those objects as fetishes or talismans or just tools?
Tools, talismans. This is more of that traditional shamanic practice I lean towards.
And natural objects, antlers, feathers.
Yes.
Stones.
Most definitely.
Because the stones a lot of times, and people seem to be getting more involved working with crystals, and you will work with crystals also as the yes. energy for healing energy. Do you want to talk a little bit?
Yes, I that? Work. I work with a lot of different crystals. I will have a session with my own guides or going over seasonal energies and see what minerals are the best to utilize on chakras. And going with that communal energy shift, we all are shifting as a huge community, and there's a lot of similar blockages. And I also noticed working with plant and minerals that are of the area of my clients are the most beneficial.
You know, that's interesting because that's a lot like how when we work with herbs too medicinally, right? I mean, you're things that are native to your area are growing already.
To assist here. You. They yes. know of the energy that needs to be moved.
So I want to put out there, if people want to contact you, that so Evren does have space right in town. Is it the Pullman building? Is
yes.
that how?
Correct.
So we're Healing Ways and Blue Sky. So there's a physical space there, and then also right on Main Street in Glenwood City. And her phone number is 651-800-5073. And if you don't have a pen, which you should know by now with my show, you should have one ready. But I will repeat it again. At the end of the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Because you, so in addition, and now I kind of want to go with colors and chakras and all these things, but we can always circumvent back to that because I don't want to miss out on giving people the opportunity. So in addition to working with individuals, you also host classes. As
Correct.
Well. Do you have some classes that are coming up that you want people to make a note of?
I do. So I have the new moon class coming up on the 16th. And I also have it available online. So if you cannot come in person, it's available to you. I record online
oh,
on
that's
YouTube.
That's good because I have listeners from all over the, you know, different parts of the country. Even. So that's a
Wonderful.
Great opportunity.
Yes. And the new moon is a great way to begin intentions and goal setting.
Okay.
And I give you the energy on that, and we go through a meditation, and you get to interpret it the way you want to. That goes from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central, but it's always recorded, and that energy remains for about 3 days.
Okay. So if someone's not available on the specific night of the new moon, the energy is still present to work within that space.
Correct. And just the main day is obviously the most potent.
Okay. It's amplified.
Yes. And actually, new moons have the reverse effect of a full moon. Full moons amplify. Full moons are known for having that high tide, where the new moon has the low tide, that spring tide. So you might feel a bit more depleted during a new moon, just because in the word new moon, it's new energy. We're clearing out the way to make new goals to further our journey.
And then the full moon kind of represents that coming to fruition on those. You kind of can reflect at the full moon what intentions were met and what you're still kind of going toward.
Correct. The full moon, I focus on releasing anything that you might still be holding on to, because we really want to place gratitude towards what we already have. Subconsciously, we make these goals and we obtain them. We need to release things that are just in the way and taking up space.
Right on. I like it. And then I participated with you with a drum painting class. Do you have any sacred art programs to look forward to?
Yes,
I just love that. It's just so integrating. And then you have your own tool to take home and work with and connect with. And
yes, that is the 30th. That is the full moon spirit painting. We use that high energy, and you get to choose what size bison drum. Depending on the size bison drum, you bring it in, and we paint the energies of chakras that you're using. So your drum is connected to you. You have that personal relationship.
Yes, I did the drum painting. It was so fun. And you get a hold of Evren and choose your drum, or you can bring your own.
Yes, and you can bring your own.
And then you come to the class and work together as a group. And it's really amazing, again, to be individuals collectively gathering and raising that vibration. It was so fun. So I encourage anyone to look into that. If they want to find you online, is the best way through Facebook?
Facebook, or I have a blog, astralshaman.blog.
Okay, astralshaman.blog. Or on Facebook, it's then Cosmic Energy and Spiritual Wellness?
Correct.
Okay, and yes, they can find you there. Otherwise, that phone number, 651-800-5073. So many ways to connect with you and offerings, whether a painting class or the new moon and full moon intention meditations, the chakra work, the clearings. So lots of ways for people to. And you do usually put your sign out when you're around in town. And if you do walk and sometimes. Oh, yeah, because you do card readings.
Yes,
as well.
I do.
And
that
people
is
can drop in and meet you when you're around.
Yes. That's if you like card readings, that is just a fun way to read energy right on the spot.
Yay. Well, we have a little time left. Is there anything else specifically that you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about some of the crystals and how they connect, or where we're at right now?
Yes.
With the sun, we're in Leo right now for our
yes,
sign.
I would love to speak about that. I'm starting to gather clients for the autumn session. Usually people hire me seasonally because seasons have their own intentions. And autumn is really about helping others be able to harvest what they're grateful for. When sometimes we work so hard, we forget what we were working hard towards.
And to celebrate it.
Exactly.
Correct? Like, and to create more abundance by celebrating what you already.
Yes, most definitely.
So you can help people to get that focus.
Correct. I'm really just a person in your community that wants to help navigate you through your own goals and intentions and get you there in a less exhausted, restrained way. Let's go with the flow of energy versus.
Right, because the universe is conspiring to shower us with blessings, and you're trying to do it in a way where you're naturally going to be supported by what's happening energetically.
You're naturally uplifted all the time, and we are very hard on ourselves in that aspect. So just knowing that's within all of us.
So timing things when you're timing rest when it's appropriate and energy when it is, and not that always pushing
against. There's definitely days that we can overcome challenges. That is something I look in your chart. I look at days where they can be challenging, and I do place meditations or a mineral, something that you will realistically utilize in your life to overcome that challenge and use it as a stepping stone.
Ah, stepping stone. That's funny. Because I was thinking, like, I am a huge rock collector and crystals, and I carry these things, or I have them, but, and I feel connected to them, but I've not I've never, I mean, I'm sure I am on a subconscious level working with them, but not directly. So it's been really fun to be able to have, use my amethyst, use my quartz, do different things. And my dad, as you met him, is a huge rock hound and polisher and has a huge collection. So to get to learn what many of those stones are and learn more about them has been super fun.
That makes me so happy. And if you have a collection that is just gaining dust in your home, please bring it in and we can talk about those beautiful minerals and why you originally picked them out and what chakra they can assist and how to actually integrate them in your life. You have these beautiful tools around you, even the plants in your garden. Let's see how to really work with them.
Yay! So yes, stop in and see Evren and bring your rock collection. She gets pretty excited when you bring rocks. So.
I get very stoked. It's one of my favorite things. That's how I really got into all of this, was collecting rocks. I didn't know what to do with them. Had no idea. They're glitzy and shiny and pretty, but...
And then quantum physics, like, okay, how does this become your career goal and your degree? Like,
honestly,
I'm curious about that.
That was stepping out of the basic shamanism. I love my fellow shamans. I appreciate and honor the practice. I also know our earth is going through major energy shifts, and shamanism pulls energy from the earth, and our earth needs to rest a bit. She's healing. She's going through her own transition, so pulling quantum energy from the planets, from our universe, has been assisting on letting Earth take a break.
Wow.
Whew. Yes.
Just taking a moment to digest that, folks. I know there's usually not a lot of pauses in this show, but... Whew. Okay, now I'm getting verklempt here. Oh my goodness, that is so amazing. So wow. So was the shamanism started first on the metaphysical, and then that expanded your interest into like almost wanting to have, and then I would think with the quantum physics too, you're able to grasp at more of the science?
Yes, more of the science. I know you think of minerals and working with these energies we can't see can be a bit woo-woo or wishy-washy, and I am not that type of person. I want some sort of science, some sort of factual evidence, and really getting into the quantum realm was showing some of that evidence.
Oh, we could have another probably half an hour on this easily or more. So much to talk about. Please always reach out to me when you have events coming up. And the show, Bob does a regular community calendar throughout the week. We do it twice a day. That goes for you people listening too. Please let us know about your events, or we don't know about them to announce them. And I'm always happy to announce anything on the community calendar at the beginning of the show. Thank you so much, Evren.
Yes, thank you.
For coming on. This was so much fun and exciting. And thank you again to Baker Orchard for...
Aren't you going to let Violet say hi?
Hi, Violet. Violet, do you want to say hi, Violet? We have a third person here today with us as well. I guess fourth. We count Bob, too. But hi, Violet. Do you want to say hello?
Come on, Violet. You can talk to us.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful plant name, too.
Can say hello.
Well, is your favorite color violet? She's just not going to talk.
Bob's trying to get her on the spot. Thank you, Baker Orchard. Get out to the orchard opening weekend of Labor Day and get some fresh apples. All right. Well, next month, Bonnie Schwichtenberg, the plant judge, September 1st.